Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Let's go to the locker room.
Drew Doherty in the locker room alongside Ryan Motes, running back. You had a nice start to your season, really, last Sunday, and it had really been a long time because you'd been out for quite some time. Tell me about how it felt getting in the ball game and then actually doing some really good work.
It felt good. It feels good to contribute, you know, as far as my position. But I also contributed in special teams. But it felt good to have some success, and hopefully we can do it again this week.
Yeah, early on in the season, Coach Kubiak was talking about, you know, how valuable you were on special teams. You made three tackles in one game. I think it was Tennessee. Mm-hmm. What's it like, though, finally getting the flow of the offense, or, you know, starting to try and get in the flow of the offense?
Well, I mean, you know, the only way you can get the flow of it is when you get a chance to play. You know, as far as getting used to everything and starting to feel it, and getting the zone type thing. So, you know, hopefully I'll get more playing time as we go along here.
When you came in, you busted one for 9 yards. You busted another one for double-digit yardage. In the blink of an eye, you probably don't get much time to think, but what were you thinking? What was going through your mind when you get that yardage, you see that daylight that you saw?
Well, you know, football is football. That's kind of how I see it. You know, when you get open, then you just try to attack it, and that's kind of been my motto since I've been playing football, is to be aggressive. And when you see a hole open up, don't take time. Just go straight through as fast as you can.
Kubiak also said a couple weeks back, if Ryan Motes gets 15 touches, that means we're doing something well. And he meant that meaning if Motes, Brown, and Slayton were getting all those touches. You got those 15 touches. Now that Brown is healthy, how does everything shake out, you think, with what you did last Sunday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I'm just going to try to contribute as much as I can in any fashion that I can, whether it be special teams or playing running back. So whatever they give me, I'll take it.
You'll take it. You'll take playing against Darnell Dockett and that pretty impressive defensive line this weekend in Arizona. Talk a little bit about the challenge there.
Well, I've played him before. I played against him before. I think it's just, you know, we have to we don't really have to worry about them. We have to worry about ourselves as far as being consistent in what we do, you know, because defense is a defense. And we have to, I mean, of course, they're good players and, you know, they're a talented group. But we have to look within ourselves and say, okay, this is what we have to do. We have to be consistent every game in and out.
Consistency is what you're striving for. Let's kind of talk about something off the field. It's really interesting about you. In the off seasons, you've done some pretty cool work with EA Sports. Why don't you talk a little bit about the internship you've gone through and just sort of how that all got started?
Well, I was in a C++ class in high school and fell in love with graphics. And
for cavemen like us, C++ is deals with
programming class, and fell in love with graphics and everything. And it was kind of my second passion after football. While I was in college, to work for the television network, kind of like the school television network, and did a lot of work with them, just learning basically. And then I kind of caught on to this program called Maya, and it just so happened to be the program that EA Sports used. And then I said, okay, I just thought to myself that I'm going to get an ESPN intern, because that's kind of what I wanted to do after football. So I just worked on getting that and kept calling them. They didn't know who I was. They just thought I was some football player calling them, but I kept calling, and finally they gave me the yes, and I was like, you don't have to pay for anything. I'll pay for my own way. I'll pay for my own hotel, my own food, whatever, you know. Just give me an opportunity to come and learn a little bit, they did, and it went great. And when I got down there, I guess I impressed them a little bit as far as what I knew, as far as game making and design, 3D design, and it was a blast.
And persistence has paid off, because it wasn't just a one-time thing. You're going to get to do a little bit more of that in the future,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I also did some intern at TVP and Animate Network, and learning the process of making commercials and some of the stuff that you do. So it's been a blast.
That's awesome. You just touched on, when you were talking about that, how you started out doing stuff back at school, back with the TV station. Louisiana Tech got a big one tonight. They're playing Nevada. But yeah. How much do you keep in contact with some of the guys you used to play with?
Man, the group that I play with, we're very close. We hang out. I mean, literally, right before training camp, we hung out all together. We always have something together. It's just kind of like a family type thing. So
A lot of Bulldog fans are watching this. Which guys are you hanging out with? Which former players?
Eric Franklin, he was a receiver there. Myron Hawthorne, my fullback. Aaron Capps, the tight end. Stay in touch with Lips and a few other guys. DeLon Williams. If I keep naming them, pretty much all of them.
Long list.
Right? It's a long list.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate your time. Good luck to you on Sunday in the desert.
Thank you. Football time in Houston. Memories.